I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And of course, we're following Hurricane Sandy as it crashes along the eastern seaboard. Ed Kieser is here now. He's our meteorologist at large and speaking to us from Columbus, Ohio. And Ed, let's start there because, you know, what is Ohio going to see?
Well, actually, Ohio is going to be impacted by the storm. We already have gusty winds, nothing severe yet. But as Sandy starts to move west-northwestward into the mid-Atlantic states, the winds will pick up as far west as Ohio and eastern Michigan. And it appears, looking at the latest computer model guidance, that the winds may actually, during parts of tomorrow, be stronger on the western flank of this storm than anywhere else. So we're going to be seeing wind gusts in the 55 to 60 mile per hour range, and up near Lake Erie there could be places with wind gusts over 70 miles per hour tomorrow. So this storm, even though it's coming into the East Coast, is going to have an impact as far west as the upper Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes.
And of course, as you explained to us last week, as Sandy introduces herself to other storms out there, becomes Frankenstorm, this impact is going to be across the country. You know, flights canceled, hotel rooms booked, Wall Street shut down, New York essentially shut down. So give us a sense of what this wind means. We're reading that at 20 miles an hour, trees will sway. You go up to 40 miles an hour, branches will just rip off trees. We're hearing about these 50 mile an hour and sustained 70 mile an hour, not a gust, but sustained winds. What does that do?
Well, that's right. And the damage does vary a little bit depending on how well built a structure is. But once you get above 60 miles per hour, you start to have lots of problems with trees and power lines coming down. And that, to me, is going to be the greatest lasting impact of this storm as we look beyond the next few days, as we look beyond to next week and beyond that, even probably for the next couple of weeks. There's a large area that will experience wind gusts and sustained winds of over 50 miles per hour, and I'm talking from North Carolina northward through New England and southern portions of Canada, and from the East Coast westward to Ohio and southeastern lower Michigan. And with the widespread power outages that are likely to affect tens of millions of people, it's going to take a while to get the power back on. So
yeah,
that is one thing that I think is going to be a lasting part of this story as we go into next week.
Well, and you know, we're saying a lot of serious things, and serious things have been said about storms before, and then it doesn't happen. I mean, Irene hopscotched over parts of the East Coast, but then walloped Vermont, you know? So give us a sense of how much Sandy is living up to everything we're saying.
Well, so far, Sandy is living up to everything that we talked about last week. It's taking an extraordinary path, turning toward the northwest and then west-northwest. And the center of Sandy is likely to come on shore this evening near or just south of the south shore of New Jersey. And the computer models last week accurately forecast this track. I'm really amazed at how well the models have done with this extraordinary track.
All of them.
The storm doesn't usually take a track like that. The winds are already gusty. They're already tropical storm force along the mid-Atlantic coast up into New England. The New York City area is going to have hurricane force winds as we go into Monday evening. And I might add, the skyscrapers, the higher up you are, the stronger the winds. They'll be much stronger higher up than down at ground level. So it'll be pretty scary in some of the skyscrapers.
And as you said, it depends on how the building is built. But we say, and you've told us, the trouble really starts at 60 miles per hour.
That's when you really start to see shingles coming off of numerous buildings. And for the big cities, we're concerned about
windows,
of course, glass breaking and flying around. And the flying debris will be a significant issue in the bigger cities because the winds will be channeled between buildings and it won't be safe to go outside. And when we talk about hurricane force, that's wind speeds over 74 miles per hour. And we are expecting the hurricane force winds this evening all the way from Chincoteague, Virginia to Chatham, Massachusetts. And that includes the tidal Potomac, middle and upper Chesapeake Bay, Delaware Bay, the coast of the Delmarva, northern Delmarva Peninsula, New Jersey, New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Oh, boy. Ed Kieser, Here and Now's meteorologist at large, taking that large view. Ed, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Be back in 30 seconds with David Leonhardt of the New York Times, Here and Now.